This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. From the farm today. To link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. You can click on Listen to Vincent. The archives, the podcasts are absolutely free. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fanelli. Tom is engineering the worldwide syndicated broadcast from Minnesota at GCN. Dr. Julie Penick's with us. Welcome, Dr. Julie Penick.
Good morning. How are you?
Dr. Penick, I am well, and it sounds like you are as bubbly as ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was at a big meeting last week with a group of people I just started teaching with who had not met me in person before. And about Thursday of that week, the comment was, "Are you always that energetic?" And I said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am."
And they said, "We want some of it. Whatever it is, we want some. What are you taking? We want."
I don't understand that. You know, for me, this is just, you know, standard operating procedure. I mean, I guess there aren't other people who are energetic like that, but. I don't know any other way. It's just interesting to me that people think that my energy level is high. You know why I think that is? We have so many people who are so stressed out, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I think that's the problem.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because what I'm finding is people are complaining about stress. They don't know what to do about it. And it's, The results that I see are a lowered amount of initiative, a lowered amount of starting a project, a lowered amount of staying with a project, and they're just saying, you know what, that's, whatever it is, it's just so complicated, I'm not going to do any of it. I'm not even going to think about it. People, Dr. Penick, I met a woman at a farming event, and she was representing herself as an advocate of farmers who would sell directly to the customer. So, for example, if I had a product from our farm that I wanted to sell directly to the customer, she would be a lobbyist that I could contribute to who would help me make that happen and make the laws go in the direction that would be beneficial to me. So that's her job. So John Dollarhite and I were talking with this lady, and we were talking about all kinds of things like chemtrails, and we're talking about the climate change, the violent climate change, and we're talking about, 9/11, and she just literally threw up her hands, like in the surrender position, started backing away from John Dollarhite and me, and both of us were kind of chuckling like, you know, we thought she was kidding. She said, "I can't take it. I can't deal with that. I cannot think about all those things at the same time."
Yeah.
So she could not handle the stress of more than one thing at a time. Now, when I concentrate, I try to zero in on one thing at a time. But I can think about lots of things. I can drive my tractor and think about many, many things all at once, interweaving these thoughts and trying to connect how they relate to each other. But this woman was unable to do it. And I think, and I was talking to John Dollarhide about that, and we were kind of laughing, like, how can it be that, you know, she couldn't do it? But I don't think it's uncommon.
It's getting to be pretty common. Do you have any theories as to why that is? Because I do.
Well, let's hear yours.
Well, I think, you know, we are such a rapid-moving, high-paced society now that people are so overwhelmed with the amount of things they have to manage in their work life and their personal life on a daily basis. So all this technology and these platforms that we have from the social media and those things that were all intended to facilitate and ease communication has just put an undue burden. I mean, I have 4 email accounts I have to check every day, right? And so it's like people just don't have the reserves anymore to deal with more than one thing at a time because those reserves have been spent with the vast overload of things that they've had to deal with in all aspects of that. You know, there's something to be said when before we had fax machines, you know, and I'm old enough to remember that fax paper was originally long thermal rolls of paper, and that's how fax came across, and I think young people would think that's crazy now, but the human physiologic system has limited biochemical reserves. And when each system in the body has to deal with an incoming stimulus, some concern, some physical exposure, like a germ or whatever, it only has enough resources to deal with a few things. And so whatever's screaming the loudest, you know, is going to get that attention. And so when she was faced with having to look at all these things, her body and self-preservation said, I can't deal with all that. I got to block that incoming stimuli. As Hans Selye would say, you know, everything we treat is stress. Doesn't matter if it's physiologic, financial, psychological, spiritual. It all has the same end result at the level of physiology.
You know, it's interesting you say that, and I'll tell you why. This morning, just before the broadcast, I was out feeding the cows, and I was on this diesel tractor. Diesel tractor is, I think it's a 1989 model. And it always runs great. And it started stumbling this morning. And I realized what it was instantly. It was a fuel filter that had become plugged. And that is a stress to the fuel system. The fuel pump cannot pump the fuel to the engine for combustion because the fuel filter was plugged. And that is shutting down the tractor. So after the broadcast, I'm going to change the fuel filter. I have plenty of them in stock here at the farm. But the point is, you're absolutely right. The stress on the fuel filter or on the fuel system because the fuel filter is plugged up is so great that the tractor won't run. And that is analogous to the human body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I saw a young 13-year-old patient day before yesterday. Who you can't hardly touch her. She just hurts, right? And she gave up a gallbladder a couple years ago, and I did some specialized testing on her, and she can't assimilate her nutrition. And, of course, they've been to several, you know, conventional healthcare providers and have had all the tests done, and, quote-unquote, now that she gave up her gallbladder and that was supposed to fix all her problems and only made her problems worse, they said, and rightfully so, they have nothing else to offer because all her tests are normal, yet she feels horrible. And so when I did a urine test on her and demonstrated that she cannot assimilate, absorb her nutrients, they had a hard time understanding that. Why didn't somebody else find that? What does that mean? And so I just looked at her dad and I said, the vehicle you came in today, if you didn't put gas in the tank, would it be able to take you where you needed to go? He said, well, of course not. And I said, well, your daughter's muscles don't have anything to make them stable, to keep them stable, because they're not getting any fuel because it's not getting out of the digestive system. A simple problem to fix when you know how to identify it. Then comes the anger, why didn't somebody else find this? If it's that simple, blah, 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 blah. And then I have to get into the discussion They're not malice. They have no ill intent. When they do all the tests that they do and they can't find a problem in their model, it seems ridiculous when I come along and do a test that finds all of these things that correlate identical to what the young lady's symptoms are, and we start reversing the problem. It makes people angry that we forget to go back to the basics. If you don't have fuel in the tank, nothing goes anywhere.
Dr. Pinnick, when I was younger, back in the early 1960s, I worked on lawnmower engines and gasoline engines. And if an engine didn't run well, the senior mechanics who were training me would say, well, it's really kind of simple. It's either it doesn't have fuel, for the most part, or it doesn't have ignition to ignite the fuel. It's one of those two things almost always. Now, sometimes if an engine is worn out, it would have worn valves, worn valve guides, a weak compression, those kinds of things. But normally, if it was running yesterday and it didn't run today, it was a fuel system problem or an ignition problem. Spark plug, ignition coil, points, condenser, those kinds of things. Or something wrong with the fuel mixture. And that's what you're saying. Back to the basics, it's right in front of us. It should be obvious to us. Absolutely obvious. It should be as clear as could be. But it doesn't seem to be. And we used to say, my mom would say to me when I was growing up, you are what you eat. So if you want to eat junk, you're not going to live as long. You're going to have all kinds of health problems. And some people would just think, you know what? I can just eat that Kraft macaroni and cheese and I'm going to be fine. That's not the case because it doesn't have all the nutrition.
And I can tell you what I have found in my practice is this, and Dr. Shealy says this all the time. 60-70% of the symptoms a person walks into a healthcare provider's office experiencing and demonstrating, 60-70% of those would start resolving if you just nourish the body with good quality fuel. Good quality fuel. And so I start there, because I'm in a practice situation where I don't accept third-party payment. I don't accept insurance. People have to pay out of their pockets to see me. And so I start at the thing that costs them nothing. Change what you eat.
Dr. Pennick's with us. PennickHealthCare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K HealthCare.com. And when we come back, I'm going to ask her if when she sees a patient, she says, listen, I only have 7 minutes. I'm going to ask her that.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penix with us. And Dr. Penix, I remember going to many doctor's appointments over the period of my life. And recently, well, I mean, 3-4 years ago, what I remember is they seemed to last about 7 minutes for my annual checkup. And the doctor would, you know, kind of start fidgeting around minute number 5, and he'd start folding up the, my folder. And it's like I had ants in his pants, and he'd want to get ready to go. And I'm thinking, you know, I've waited in the waiting room 45 minutes. It took an hour to get here. It's going to take an hour to get home. It's 7 minutes long at the most. And maybe 30 seconds of that was him, on the other side of the closed door before he came into the exam room, grabbing the folder saying, Finelli, who the heck? Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Is this guy mine? Yeah, I guess he's my patient. And looking through the chart and then sitting down, saying, hi, hello, how's it going? And 7 minutes later, he's out of there. Is that what it's like at your place? I can't imagine that being the case.
No, that's not what it's like at my place. But that your experience is not uncommon, Vince. That is that's pretty common. I would say that if you get 15 or 20 minutes at your annual once-a-year visit, you should feel blessed in the conventional office, right? Now, in defense of those healthcare providers, I'm going to say that that's really not their heart's desire either. The reason he starts rustling or she starts rustling their papers in 5 minutes is because they've probably only been given 7-10 minutes for your visit. They have a schedule full of people. And God forbid, you're concern you bring to the table can't be handled in 5 minutes, because if it can't, you're going to have to reschedule. I've actually seen healthcare practices where a patient goes in for whatever they stated when they made the appointment. And they get in there, and in the 2 months they waited for that appointment, some other health concern, which oftentimes is probably related to the first one, has come up. And I have seen at the end of the seven and a half or 15 minutes, I've seen the practitioner make some sort of a conclusion for the problem the patient was scheduled for, and then tell the patient, as they hand them their record to bring to the front desk, you were only scheduled for your blood pressure follow-up today. You weren't scheduled for your hormone follow-up. You'll have to make another appointment to talk to me about your hormone. Now, that's ridiculous. And people think, well, that's because they want another copay. Well, the provider would probably love to take care of your hormone problem there, but they don't have time because you were only scheduled for one problem. And so in their defense, they're kind of stuck in a world I don't think they really want to be a part of either, and I'm sure they don't know how to get out of it. In my practice, a new patient gets no less than 1 hour. I don't even know how you could begin to know someone or really get a fair evaluation of their historical health without spending at least 45 minutes to an hour. The young lady I was talking about, the 13-year-old who is just, you can't touch her anywhere on her body without her aching, I spent 2.5 hours with her and her father. You know, the sad thing is that young lady, because she has been so underserved in the conventional model, she's a smart kid. She's been on the internet. She knew what her health problems were. And as soon as those words came out of my mouth, this big smile comes across her face. She says, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. But my test is normal, or this is normal. And I said, well, it's too bad they want to treat a test and they don't want to treat you, because clinically you clearly have this problem, right? And so I didn't really need the 2 hours to know what was wrong with her. I knew what was wrong with her in probably 10 or 15 minutes. Her story her history told me that. I needed the other hour and 45 minutes to be able to explain to her and her dad how I knew what I knew and how I knew it so quickly when nobody else even suggested it, despite the fact that their own research was consistent with what my thoughts and beliefs were. And so I spend a lot of that time making an attempt to help them understand why it can be different somewhere else.
Dr. Pennick, when we come back, would you share with us your thoughts about selecting a doctor right out of medical school versus with all the tools, or the 75-year-old doctor? When we come back, Dr. Julie Pennick.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help? So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Penick's with us. Dr. Penick, if we are fortunate enough to be able to select a doctor for our health care, and we had the choice between the newly practicing, just out of school, just out of internship doctor that knows the latest technologies, who has seen the latest in equipment and analytical tools and measurement systems, And on the other side of that choice is the senior doctor, let's say the 75-year-old doctor, who has not been using those tools because he's in private practice and those latest machines and computerized analysis devices cost so much money that they're not in that small practice that the senior doctor has. If we had a choice between choosing one of those or the other, what would your thoughts be?
Well, my thought would be that you will have a better diagnostician, somebody who can really listen to your symptoms and actually touch you to do a physical exam, which is not common practice anymore. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about my bias against electronic health records in a minute. Because before they had all the bells and whistles and all the fancy tests and all of that, a healthcare practitioner, a physician in this country, pretty much, had their brain, their ability to listen to your body, touch your body, ask your body to do certain things, and then listen to the history of your symptoms and how they came on and what they respond to and what they don't respond to. And they were challenged then to put the pieces of the puzzle together and come up with a working list of diagnoses, all the potential things that could be going on, and to devise with you, and that's a key term, with you, not throw at you, but devise with you a reasonable game plan to see if you couldn't get resolution of your health concerns and problems. Now, somewhere along the line, with the influx of all the new technologies and the new tests and all of that, somewhere that just got beat out of providers. And think back to those 7.5-minute visits, it is a whole lot easier to just order a bunch of tests than that will give you information than to have to spend the half hour with a person to be able to examine them and see if you can't figure out what's going on by just listening to the symptoms and seeing how the body responds to certain physical exam challenges that you give them. So I would say the older person, because they still know how to do that. I'm not saying that they don't use some of the same technologies and tests. I'm just saying that they remember what we didn't have before they came along, and they still know how to use the tools that they had from day one. I am amazed by the number of patients who come to see me when I do, and I do a very straightforward, what I would call a absolute minimum physical screening exam, and to have people tell me that nobody's ever done that before, or nobody's ever put a stethoscope to their chest or palpated their thyroid or check their lower legs for the presence or absence of any edema or swelling. And these people come to me with diagnoses that the physical exam techniques that I use should be bare minimum in every visit they have with somebody who's been treating them for what they come to see if I have something else I can offer them. And so, I have a friend who was in the emergency room who had a complete physical documented on him, and the physician didn't walk more than 2 feet into the room. Never came to the bedside. Never put a stethoscope on his chest. Never touched his legs. But there was an entire physical exam from his pupils to his ears to his tongue to his heart sounds to his lung sounds to the sounds in his belly to the presence or absence of swelling in his legs. All of that was charted. I don't know who did the exam, but it wasn't the physician who charted it. But reimbursement is driven by the number of elements that get charted of a physical exam, and to reach certain criteria to charge for higher levels of service, you need to do more elements of a physical exam. So what we see happening is because these electronic health records have all of these different levels of physical exams in templates that the practitioner can just open up and click, 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 click. They go into what level they think they should have or would have or could have done an assessment on, and they just click as though they did it without ever touching the patient in many cases. And you see, I see that. Patients will bring me their records from their previous provider, not that I asked for them because I quite honestly don't need it. And before they get to my office, the patient's gone through the note and said, they didn't do that. They didn't say that. They didn't listen to my lungs. They didn't do that exam. Patients are seeing that. Patients are seeing that and getting angry. And so they asked me, why does that happen? And I said, because the more things they chart that they looked at, saw, touched, or felt, the higher level of reimbursement they're going to get from your insurance company. Doesn't mean that it was done. I had a woman come to see me and charted all over her record was her problem with her headache. She was Amish Mennonite. They are self-pay. But because the three healthcare systems she had been to before she came to see me were so used to have to justifying certain symptoms to get certain tests approved by insurance, they failed to recognize she was paying for her test out of her pocket anyway. And they wanted to do a CT of her head. So they justified that by saying that woman had headache. And so when I'm looking at her records from these three other institutions, and I said, okay, well, you tell me that your only complaint is nausea, but you didn't tell me about these headaches. She says, I didn't tell you about headaches. So I don't have headaches. And I said, well, you do realize these three other facilities that you went to all say that you're having problems with severe headaches. And she looked at her records and she said, I don't know why it would say that. I never told them once that I had a headache. Now, we're pushing everybody to an electronic health record because we said it deliver, you know, we're able to deliver better care because we have more accurate records. Yeah, no, I don't see where we have more accurate records. I see we have a tool for people to really up their reimbursement by just opening and clicking and not really doing the level exam that they say that they do.
Dr. Pennock, about 4 years ago, I fired my internist. And I remember watching him at the hospital facility doctor's office where he was with the patients lined up for, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour and a half waiting line. I won't mention his name. But I remember exactly what you're talking about. He said, yeah, we've got this new medical record system. And I thought he was going to hurt his finger with all the clicking that he was doing. And as you say that, I didn't see the screen, but he was checking off all the things that he was probably checking on me. And he spent more time clicking and flipping through pages than putting his hands on me. Literally. I'm not exaggerating. And I remember, I literally sent him, a letter firing him, literally. But I remember when I was a child, my doctors over the years would test my reflexes of my arms, of my legs. They would look at the color of my eyelids. I mean, they'd look at the color of my skin. They would look in my ears. They would feel my glands. They'd use a stethoscope and listen to my lungs. And they would tap on my back, on my chest. They even had probably something from obsolete technology called a tongue depressor. I haven't seen a tongue depressor, I would say, in, 7 years, 8 years.
And you see, that's what you describe from your childhood recollection, checking your reflexes in your arms and your legs, you know, checking your neck for lymph nodes,
yes,
putting a stethoscope to your chest, to your mm-hmm. belly. Those, looking at the color of your eyes, looking in your ears, those are all elements of what I professionally consider a bare-bones minimum exam that should be done on any new patient that comes to your office. Bare-bones minimum. But what I hear people who come to see me say, they're not getting even those elements in their once-a-year big annual physical exam.
That's what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying, Dr. Pennock.
It's trash.
Is it the cost of the tongue depressors? Is it the time that it takes? Is it the fact that maybe they might want to wear a pair of gloves before they handle a tongue depressor? I mean, what, they didn't used to wear gloves when the doctor would look down your throat. They didn't do that.
And less of
us were sick.
It's certainly not the cost of the tongue depressors. In fact, most of those, you know, now get donated to kids' centers to build, like, you know, with glue and build stick houses with or something. I don't know. It is the time. But, you know, I'm going to tell you that all of those elements of that bare bones minimum screening exam, I can get done in 5 minutes. Right? So it can't really, I would tell you that it's the excuse of time, but is it really the excuse of time?
No.
Well, if it takes you 5 to 10 minutes to do that, and they only give you 7.5 minutes on your schedule with the patient, then maybe it does come down to time. But it shouldn't come down to time.
Well, it didn't used to come down to time because the first few minutes of a doctor's visit in the 1950s and 1960s was exactly that. Okay, unbutton your shirt. Okay, let me raise your shirt. I'm going to listen to your heart, your lungs, cough, bend over, cough. Okay, I'm going to test your reflexes. Okay, open up, say, ah, tongue depressor goes in. Very good. Let me look in your ears. Let me look in your eyes. Boom, boom, boom. 5 minutes, it's all done. And then only if something is found, then the appointment gets extended to describing the findings that the doctor had and what we're going to do about it to treat it. That's the way it used to be. Dr. Penick and I will be right back right after a few short commercial notes.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Panic, I want to share this story with you. Our son was being treated by the same doctor that I fired, and the reason I fired him was the whole family fired this one particular doctor. And my son was being treated by him, and my son was gaining weight. Now, my son had the body mass index that I have, probably 21.6, something like that. And he was getting heavier and heavier, and he was almost twice his size in about a year of being treated by this one particular doctor. And I would say to him, hey, Vinny, what are you doing? What are you eating? I mean, you're getting huge. You're getting a gut. What are you doing? He goes, nothing, Dad. I'm not doing anything. I said, come on. This is not normal. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. Well, we decided that I had met Dr. Shuley, and I asked Dr. Shuley if he would take a look and have an appointment with my son. And he spent a couple hours, maybe 2.5 hours with my son, initial visit. Dr. Shuley took my son off all the meds that this other doctor had him on, every single med, off every single one. And my son started losing weight immediately. And he put him on probiotics, and he put him on supplements, and it fixed him. So the point is, Dr. Panic, we might be going to our doctor, and we might just love our current doctor who is piling on the meds one after another, and we can't figure out why we're doing so poorly. Does that make sense?
Oftentimes, just as your son experienced, medication certainly play a role for certain things, but oftentimes they create other problems. So I guess I want to back up and ask one question. The symptoms that your son went in to see this doctor for, did they resolve on the medication?
Absolutely not. They became worse and worse and worse. As a matter of fact, my son he couldn't hold meals down. So the doctor put him on these, like Prilosec and other medications to treat acid reflux. And so he was put on those kinds of meds, and it made him worse and worse and worse. And, you know, if it doesn't work, well, you're not taking enough. You need to, you know, increase the dosage, that kind of thing. Well, ultimately, Dr. Shulman said, what's going on? We got to get you off all this stuff. And after Dr. Shuley got him off all of these meds, our son's health began to dramatically improve, and the problems with the regurgitation stopped. But what happened was his immune system and his digestive system was damaged because of all these meds that he was on. He was not able to appropriately digest and assimilate the nutrition from his food.
Absolutely, you are correct, and it shortchanged his immune system. Absolutely, you are correct on all parts. Did you see on the national news? It was either yesterday morning, where startling revelation: there's less reflux and less constipation in infants now by giving them low doses of probiotics every day instead of Prilosec, Prevacid, and Miralax. Can you believe that? Wow. That's amazing. We didn't know that until they came out on national news and told us that, right? Wrong. We, who know that pharmacologic agents do sometimes, not in your son's experience, but sometimes pharmacologic agents may suppress a symptom. That is true. They may suppress a symptom. But we also know they do not ever, ever, ever restore normal function. Treatment should always be aimed at restoration of normal function.
What you said, Dr. Penick, is absolutely startling. That these medical agents, these chemical treatments, suppress symptoms but don't restore normal function. I guess the exception of that would be using antibiotics. Is that right? When we come back, Dr. Julie Penick, PennickHealthcare.com. I'm Vincent Fanelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.